WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're going to head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Mike LaFave, who's the director of the Maury Fiscal Policy Initiative for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He's on his way to Chicago for a little R&R, and we've dragged him off the road to talk with him. Mike, how are you? Are you there, Mike?
I am, and I'm doing well.
All right. Can you hear us okay?
I can just fine now. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us on the program. There is some concern from some folks that if outlets throughout the state, that more underage drinkers would get access to booze. And I wanted to get your take on this story. What do you think?
Well, we've seen that concern expressed several times and in several different venues, but what we have found from our research and from the scholarship of university professors, both in Michigan and outside of Michigan, that greater access to retail outlets do not necessarily have negative health consequences. In fact, some have said that if you wanted to improve alcohol-related consequences, alcohol-related harms and various metrics that we use to measure them, you would want to increase the availability of alcohol in retail outlets while maintaining laws against having minors get access to them. And three studies come to mind, in fact, but one of them was done by a University of Michigan PhD candidate, and she found in Michigan for her 2010 study that having greater access to alcohol establishments was related to lower alcohol consumption, such as the quantity and frequency of drinking, binge drinking, and drinking and driving. My colleague Michelle Mitten has written exhaustively as well that even when you permit cross-border wine sales, so alcohol to be mailed across the border into Michigan, it does not necessarily translate into minors having greater access to the alcohol itself. One of the scholars, no, actually more than one of the scholars, has argued that one of the reasons that you can improve health consequences by establishing or permitting more retail outlets for alcohol is that people have farther to don't have as far to drive with the alcohol that they purchase than they would normally under circumstances where they try to suppress retail access to alcohol.
All right, we're focusing on retail, but we've discussed on this show before how underage drinkers are finding access to alcohol via the internet.
That is true. They have done that. However, the studies that I've seen have shown on balance that it's not the problem that people think it is. In fact, my colleague Michelle Mitten has written a piece on our website about this. And one of our main sources is research done by the FTC. There's a scholar out of the Federal Trade Commission that said, look, this is really not an issue, particularly with respect to wine, because A, minors are not typically wine drinkers, and they need an address to send it to, and there's no great guarantee that they're not going to get busted when the wine arrives on the doorstep that they're having the alcohol sent to.
Now, we've been talking about the opponents of reform for retail alcohol, but there's some great support even coming from the governor.
Yes, in fact, his Office of Regulatory Reinvention last summer created a 21-member commission to reform the way liquor rules and laws are, basically the current liquor control system, and to make it more efficient and effective. And as early as this week, we might hear what those recommendations are, and I think the governor is going to make some solid ones and some ones that will probably permit greater retail density than we have now. You may not be aware of this, but Michigan limits by population the number of retail licenses that are permitted to be obtained for, say, packaged carryout of liquor products. That might change under the set of recommendations that the governor is aware of, but that I have not seen yet, and that we might hear about as early as this week from the state.
What's interesting, too, is some of the proposals from the governor may ease us into reform, like the half-mile rule you mentioned in a recent story.
Yeah, so that's another one that, I've heard rumors is on the docket, but the half-mile rule basically prohibits liquor stores from being located within a half-mile of another one, with four or five exceptions. And that, too, may be eased as well. So we might end up with a greater density and greater safety as a result. What's interesting is there is no prohibition on distance. There's no half-mile rule for beer and wine, which I think is rather unique and instructive. why is it that we don't have quotas and half-mile restrictions on beer and wine sales, but we do have them on liquor sales?
And the governor may be interested in allowing the start, the permitting of sales of beer and wine at farmers markets. That's very interesting.
It's very interesting, and it's a trend that we're seeing more and more across the country. In fact, just yesterday, I believe, a bill was taken up in the Pennsylvania legislature to make farmers markets an acceptable outlet for beer and wine sales. And it's part of a cutting-edge trend, really, because you see the move to local produce and meats and now beer and wine being more and more popular with people. And this gives local beer and winemakers an opportunity to sell their product locally at events that are really, you know, they're more than just retail outlets. They're social gatherings for people on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings across the state. Not necessarily Wednesdays, but the weekends are very popular.
All right, Michael, before we let you go, from your perspective, is it fiscally sound for the state of Michigan to be involved with liquor sales, and do you see that changing?
Well, it depends on your definition of fiscally sound. As the official wholesaler for liquor in Michigan, our state buys almost every legal drop of hard liquor consumed within our borders. It is in a unique position to goose up the cost of that liquor. So from a fiscal perspective for the state, it's a good thing because they can pull more money out of our pockets. For consumers, it's a bad thing. And I think we should eventually take a different tack and license the wholesaling of liquor in the state rather than have the state be the wholesaler itself. We'll probably see prices fall, and we can be more competitive with states like Indiana. And you know what else will fall as well is illegal smuggling. The state itself has recognized that they have a smuggling problem with liquor as a result of their artificially high prices.
Mike LaFave is the director of the Maury Fiscal Policy Initiative for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Drive safely to Chicago. Enjoy your weekend, Mike. Thanks so much.
I will. Thank you very much.
It's 56 degrees on Thursday morning, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS.